it's for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield. The Bing Crosby Show, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins for the Mayors, and Bing's guest, Al Jolson.
Oh, we're talking about the original Al Jolson.
Well, we also have the original Bing Crosby with
now,
us.
If the original Rudy Valley had show up, we'd be in business, wouldn't we?
Oh, Bing, you and Al are plenty. I mean that you two might very well make radio history tonight.
Ken, radio is history. Too bad nobody listens anymore, isn't it?
Wait, you'd be surprised, Bing. Thousands of people are listening to radio these nights, while their television sets are being repaired, of course.
Now, Ken, the Rhythm Airs are tripping out for the opening musical selection, which is a sprightly English importation entitled I've Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts. I say, John, shall we have a bit of a go at it, eh? Off it there.
Roll them all about. Roll them all about.
Down at an English fair, one evening I was there, when I heard a showman shouting underneath the flare, I've got a lovely bunch of
lovely, 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 lovely.
There they are, standing in a row.
Lovely, 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 lovely.
I got big ones, small ones, some as big as your head. You gives them a twist, a flick of the wrist, that's what the showman says. I've got the lovely bunch of
lovely,
coconuts.
Lovely, 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 lovely.
Every ball you throw will make me rich.
Lovely, 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 lovely.
There stands me wife, the idol of me life, singing roller, bowl, a ball, a penny, a pitch. A singing roller, bowl, a ball, a penny, a pitch. Singing roller, bowl, a ball, a penny, a pitch. A roller, bowl, a ball, a roller, bowl, a ball. Singing roller, bowl, a ball, a penny, a pitch.
Say, I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Whatever's them.
There they are, standing in a row.
What do you do with them, laddie?
Big one, small one, some as big as your head.
Whose head you talking about?
Give them a twist, a flick of the wrist, that's what the showman said.
Who's he?
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
I'll have a banana.
Every ball you throw will make me rich.
Who's the lady with you?
There stands me wife, the idol of me life, singing. Singing roll a bowl a ball a penny a pitch.
Now let's harmonize.
Singing roll a bowl a ball a penny a pitch.
Soloist, please. Did you don't sound?
Roll a bowl a ball.
A singing roll a bowl a ball a penny a pitch. How about trying one out in the hall? Oh, I can still hear it. Try the parking lot. Something leaking in. Leave town. Oh, let's try one more with a tiger on the end.
Singing roll a bowl a ball a penny a pitch.
That was deucedly entertaining. Good show.
I tell, thank you, Governor.
Oh, really? Really, top drawer. And when I say top drawer, I speak not only for myself, but for the entire British Empire. And I include Douglas Fairbanks Jr. and Deborah Kerr, pronounced Carr.
You're a rather nice bloke to say, sir. Oh. Now I've got to get on with me work. I've got a lovely bunch of Chesterfields. Are there the smokes that satisfy you know?
Thank you, Gracie Fields. But that's right, folks. You can't buy a better cigarette than Chesterfield. That's because they're made of the world's best tobaccos.
Hey, what happened to the English dialect?
Thing I thought we ought to drop it for the pitch here.
You might be right. And, Ken, it's the right combination of the world's best tobaccos, the way they're put together and blended, that make Chesterfields such a wonderful smoke.
Yes, Chesterfields are, A, always milder. Milder than other cigarettes because of that blend. And they're B, better tasting. Taste better than other cigarettes because of that blend.
And they're C, cooler smoking. They smoke cooler than other cigarettes because of that blend.
Believe us, friends, that right combination of the world's best tobaccos makes Chesterfield the best cigarette for you to smoke.
Chesterfield satisfy women and men. Chesterfield's over and over again. Milder, much
much milder, all smokers agree. Always by Chesterfield's ABC.
It's guest time now, and I'm sure all of us are tense and tingling in anticipation of the approach of the world's greatest entertainer. Yes, folks, the auspicious moment has arrived when it's my pleasure to present the one and only Al Jolson.
Thank you, Bing. And Bingy boy, may I tell you, I love that introduction.
You did, Al?
Yep. And I love you. And you know why?
Why?
Because when a man's good, you're big enough to come right out and say so.
Well, it seemed like the thing to do, Al. I figured it'd sound better if I said it.
Bing, I know you tease me a lot.
I do.
I know you tease me a lot. But you know you look up to me.
Why, certainly, Al, if you look up to you, why shouldn't I?
Well, the two of us couldn't find a better man to look up to you.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Al. And incidentally, my congratulations. Really, my sincere congratulations on you being elected the Personality of the Year by the Variety Clubs of America.
Where'd you read about that, Bing? In Time magazine?
No, it was on page one of the Encino Daily Jolson. I thought that it was number one bid right now.
It was also into your Zuza Daily Acer.
Oh, and you got a big spread in Quick magazine, too.
A big spread in Quick?
Yeah, three words.
Well,
anyway, Al, that's really a great honor. It really is, what they awarded you there in Washington, D.C.
Thank you,
Who
Bing.
Were some of the other contenders?
Well, the competition was tough,
oh,
Bing.
Oh, I imagine it
Oh,
was.
But I beat Eddie Cantor.
Beat him.
Roddy McDowell.
Knocked him off.
Yes, sir. Society Kid Hogan.
You whipped him?
Oh, knocked him cuckoo. Painless Parker. And last but not least, Sam Engel, the love pirate.
Well, you certainly schlagered a formidable list of opponents there, didn't you?
Yeah, but I personally voted for Engel.
That's a sporting gesture,
yeah,
if I've ever said
cricket.
We know, Al, that you had this great honor coming. We're sure of that. But
thank
you mind telling us to what you attribute your victory as being chosen Personality of the Year?
Because, Bing, I'm the only singer in America who didn't make a record of Mule Train.
Well, the mules and I want to thank you.
You know, Bing.
What's this?
I tried singing that mule train the other day.
Yeah?
I got the clip it is all right.
Yeah?
But you know something?
What's the matter?
I can't clap like I used to.
Well, you'll get it, Al. And when you do, you can make another picture. You can call it Jolson Clops Again.
And when I do, you know, I'm going to clip it at Columbia Studio.
Oh, good boy.
They ain't going to clop it in me again.
Well, Al, we've been kidding, but it really must have been a great thrill and a great pleasure for you. A very heartwarming thing to go back to your hometown, Washington, D.C., and accept this award, wasn't it?
Yes, Bing, it was. It was mighty gratifying to attend that banquet at the Statler Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And as I sat there at the speaker's table, I couldn't help but recall those days of my boyhood. When I sold newspapers right at the corner where the Statler now stands.
Is that so, Al? You sold newspapers when you were a boy?
Bet I did, and matches, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That was many years ago, Bing.
Yeah. You must have been a sturdy little fella to lug those big stone tablets around.
No.
That's a hope joke.
Wait a minute, Bing.
That's really a hope joke.
Yes, sir. I don't like it. And, for your pleasure... Or your information, rather. I don't go back that far.
No?
No, I don't. I remember one Christmas Eve, though, when a congressman took a paper and handed me a $5 bill. I didn't have any change. So I had to run down the street to get it, you know.
You mean this fellow expected change from a newsboy on Christmas Eve?
Sure did.
Hmm.
And you know what, Bing?
I'm on the Erie, Al.
Well, when I got back New Year's, he was gone.
Well, what'd you ever do with this man's change?
Well, I realized the money wasn't mine, you know, well. So... As soon as it got dark, I dug a little hole by the newsstand and buried it.
Even then, huh?
I ain't got a funny line here, but anyway. And you know, Bing, I forgot all about the $4.98 I buried until I got back to Washington just 2 weeks ago. Uh-huh. There I was, up in that big suite at the Statler, when suddenly it hit me. I realized that they'd built this big hotel on my money. Well, anyway, Bing, I argued and fought with the manager, but he refused to tear the hotel down.
Why didn't he just give you $4.98, call it even?
He tried to do it, but I was too smart for him.
You're thinking.
Remember, there's interest through all those years, you know.
Yeah, I never thought. That's right. How much do you figure they owe you with interest?
Well, let me see. $4.98. Now, 6% over 12 months. Mm-hmm. Let me see. And 12 times 6 times 498. Bing, I don't believe it.
You don't believe what?
I don't believe I can figure that out.
Well, Annie, maybe you forgot to fraction the sum to hand and denominate the decimal.
Oh, no, King VGZ. I got that before I multiplied the square root on the hippopotenuse. And I'll say that this is the hippiest potenuse I've ever run up against.
This fall, you'll hear them all on CBS.
Incidentally, Bingy, how many times have you seen Jolson Sings Again?
Twice. I forgot where I came in.
Well, the newsreel is supposed to take care of that, you
Well,
know.
You was in the newsreel, too.
Yeah, I was.
You were getting that award.
Yeah.
But, say, there's one scene in there and that Jolson Sings Again. I had a little trouble following it.
What scene was that, Bingy?
Well, the scene where Larry Parks, as Al Jolson in Jolson Sings Again, meets Larry Parks as Larry Parks at a preview.
Yeah.
Where Larry Parks as Al Jolson and Larry Parks as Larry Parks watch Larry Parks as Al Jolson in the Jolson story starring Larry Parks.
Oh, you must be thinking of Top of the Morning. Nothing to... Nothing in my picture can be that confusing.
Incidentally, say, how many times have you seen Top of the Morning?
Oh, I see it every chance I get, Bing.
Good.
That picture's a challenge, and I'm going to figure it out.
The minute you do it. Listen, Al, if you get it figured out, phone Paramount, will you?
But, Bing, look, we don't need to worry about pictures. I just signed a contract with CBS to do some television shows.
Well, where do I figure?
Well, I thought you and I could team up for television.
What are we going to do, wrestle each other?
No, I don't think we'd do anything where we're laying down.
Why not?
We might never be able to get up again.
Don't worry about me. I'll be able to get up.
Not with me on your back, you won't.
I've been carrying Hope all these years. I think I can carry you, Al.
Well, I'll be easy to carry because I got talent.
That's right. Al, you got so much talent, you don't need me. Let's keep it that way.
No. Wait a minute, Bing. No, Bing. You need me for television.
Why?
Because I got a great idea.
Well, let's hear it.
We'll use your face and my voice. And one of us is going to be good, you know.
Oh, Al, I don't... No, now, wait a minute. My face and your voice,
yeah?
Huh?
Yeah.
I don't like to put makeup on. Why don't we use your face and my voice?
No, Bing, I'm saving my face for something bigger than television.
I'll tell you what, I'll stand here and make faces. You get behind me and sing.
Well, make pretty faces, son, because that's the way I'm going to sing.
I'll try. Stand by, folks, for a little television experiment, and this is the first television show to come your way without pictures. May start a very happy trend, I know.
Yesterday I heard a lover sigh, goodbye, oh me oh my. 7 times he got aboard his train, and 7 times he hurried back to kiss his love again and tell her, Tootsie, goodbye. Tootsie, don't cry. That choo-choo train, that takes me away from you. No words can tell how sad it makes me. Kiss me today and then do it over again. Watch for the mail, I'll never fail. And if you don't get a letter, then you'll know I'm in jail. Don't cry, Tootie, don't cry. Goodbye, Tootie, goodbye. ¶¶ Kiss me to the end, then do it over again. Watch for the mail, I'll never fail. If you don't get a letter, then you'll know I'm in jail. Don't cry, Tootie, don't cry. Goodbye, Tootie, goodbye.
Really smash. Really great.
That's why I love you, Bing. When someone else sings a great song, don't... Yes, as I was saying, when someone else sings a great song, I don't know, you're man enough to come right out and say something.
Well, with the obvious evidence at hand, there's little else I can do. I enjoyed that so much that now I know why Larry Parks has dedicated his life to you.
Well, Bing, can you think of a better life to be dedicated to?
No, nor a longer one.
Well, look, let's continue with our television experiment, right. Bing. Mm-hmm. Only this time, you stand behind me and sing the words, and I'll make the faces.
Okay, I'm ready. Mm.
Well, wait a minute, Bing. That'll never work.
You know how we lick this, Al? Oh. We'll both sing.
Okay, well, how about back in your backyard?
Oh, back in. That's fine. Love that. And the folks don't start throwing rocks on us. We better ease into a couple of choruses of Babyface, too.
Huh? All right. Now, look, Bing, we don't have no argument.
No.
Who starts it?
Why, Al, you do, of course.
Bless your heart.
John, stop. Here he goes.
We leave home expecting to find a bluebird, hoping every cloud will be silver lined. But we all return. As we live, we learn that we left our happiness behind. The bird with feathers of blue is waiting for you back in your own backyard.
You'll see your castle in Spain through your window pane, and it's back in your own backyard.
Oh, you can go to the east, go to the west. Someday you'll come weary at heart, back where you started from.
You'll find your happiness lies.
Where, boy?
Right under your eyes, and it's back in your own backyard.
Oh, you can go to the east, go to the west. Someday you'll come weary at heart, back where you started from.
You'll find your happiness lies right under the skies,
back in your own backyard.
Babyface, you got to choose little or you got a babyface. There's not another one could take your place. Ah, Babyface.
Announce it.
My poor heart is jumping. You sure starting off, Babyface. I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace. I didn't need a shove, cause I just fell in love with your pretty, oh, you got a Babyface.
Babyface, you've got the cutest little baby face. There's not another one gonna take your place. My little baby face, my poor heart is jumping. You sure started something, baby face. I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace. The stars and moon above know that I'm in love with your pretty baby face.
Oh, baby face.
Why, he's descending.
You got the cutest. Oh, you got it, baby face.
Hey, get up there.
There's not another one to take your place off, baby face. My poor heart is jumping. You sure starting to take it.
I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace.
You're like a breath of spring, yes, when Jolie sings about your baby face.
You know, listening to you men sing reminds me of Chesterfields. Just as Chesterfields are a combination of the world's finest tobaccos, your singing is a combination of the world's finest voices.
Oh, Ken, please.
No, Bing, let Ken go on. If he knows we're good and is man enough to admit it. I love it.
Well, folks, it's time to start thinking about Christmas shopping. And this year, Chesterfield has something special, the Chesterfield Christmas Carton.
See what I mean, Al? We're with a lively outfit. Oh, Chesterfield's got a special carton for every occasion.
Really?
They have the Chesterfield birthday carton, the Chesterfield Christmas carton.
Yes, and that Christmas carton is really something.
Yeah?
It's in full color with a picture of Chesterfield's Arthur Godfrey wishing you the season's best.
Who's on there?
Arthur Godfrey.
Godfrey? Mm-hmm. Bing, what about you? How come your picture ain't on that Christmas carton?
Well, they're saving me. My picture's going to appear on the special carton for Groundhog Day. Quite a picture, too. It shows me coyly peeking out of an open culvert.
Well, let's not confuse the folks. Christmas is the topic now. Friends, just drop around or phone your neighborhood dealer and order some of those bright Arthur Godfrey Chesterfield Christmas cartons. They'll completely satisfy every smoker on your list.
Up in the morning, out on a job, I work like the devil for my pay. But that lucky old sun has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. I fuss with my woman, toil for my kids. I sweat till I'm wrinkled and I'm gray. While that lucky old sun has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. I'm up in the morning, out on a job, work like the devil for my pay. While that lucky old sun has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. I fuss with my woman, toil for my kids, sweat till I'm wrinkled and I'm gray. While that lucky old sun has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Good Lord above, can't you see I'm pining? Tears all in my eyes. Send down that cloud, the one with the silver lining. Fetch me to paradise. Show me that river. Take me across and wash all my troubles away. Like that lucky old sun, give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
about it for tonight. But before shoving off, my thanks to Al Jolson for dropping in.
Oh, I loved it, Bing.
Hello, boys.
Jolie, look who's here. It's Gracie Allen.
Well, Gracie, we didn't expect you.
You know, my mother was surprised, too.
Now, to what do we owe the honor of this visit?
Oh, well, I've been listening to you boys, and Bing, I've decided that you're the world's second greatest singer.
Well, thanks, Gracie. I realize where that puts me.
Oh, and you're in third place.
Well, if Al and I are placing show, who's the winner?
My husband, Sugar Throat Burns.
A fixed race if I ever heard one.
Bing, if you let George sing in your program, our sponsor will hear him and realize how great he is. Then he let him sing on our program regularly. How about it?
What do you think, Jolie?
Well, Bing, I've heard Sugar Throat. And he can make singing obsolete.
Yes, he is good, isn't he?
Gracie, I'm afraid I can't use Sugar Throat, so I'm afraid the answer's no.
Oh? Afraid of competition, huh?
Yeah. Frankly, that's it.
Well, I don't blame you. After all, you've got a family to support. And so, well, goodbye, Bing, and give my regards to Dallas and the kids.
That's Dixie.
Oh, I knew it was someplace down south.
Goodbye,
Gracie. By the way, Bing, who's with you next week?
Well, next week, Al, our guest is going to be Hopalong Cassidy, the world's greatest cowboy.
Well, if he doesn't show up, open the door and holler, because I'll be waiting out in the hall.
That's where we find you, huh?
Yeah, I'll be around the building here a lot for the next week or so.
Yeah, doing what?
I'm taking inventory.
Is it so?
I may buy this joint from Paley.
Well, you're the kid that can do it. ABC, Al buys Columbia.
Well, good night, Bingsley.
Good night, Al. See you next week, folks, for Chesterfield, the best cigarette for you to smoke. Good night, Gracie.
Crosby Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Hopalong Cassidy and Peggy Lee. Ladies, only 25 days until Christmas, so remember to get him the big Christmas humidor of smooth, sure, fresh velvet pipe and cigarette tobacco. It's a double pleasure to any smoker when you give this generous humidor of velvet. It smokes cool and sweet in both pipe and cigarette. In every way, the gift for him is a Christmas humidor of velvet, America's smoothest smoke. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show follows immediately.